Agenda item number 7, discussion and possible action on drought contingency plan update by Aaron Abel, Water Service Manager.
Morning, Madam Chair, Directors.
Sometimes it's lonely to sit at the computer.
Okay.
The world of IT. Time for a commercial break.
Did you get it?
I'm not the
you
best joke teller.
That's right.
Oh, no.
And that really fits well, I think, ethics. So I'm watching it. Yeah. Jen, you better watch it. He's the ethics guy. I run the sound system in my church, and it's the same thing. If anything goes wrong, even the pastor just doesn't turn on his mic, everybody turns around and looks back here. Like, what's wrong?
You take care of the coffee, too.
Yeah, and into the trash.
That's gotten to be the big item, hasn't it?
Coffee bar. We got a guy that does, that's his ministry. He custom grinds our coffee, and it's a great blend, and he does the coffee every Sunday. It's a pretty classy operation.
1 foot. I
mean, we have a coffee pot.
You have a coffee pot. Yeah. You should come visit our church and drink our coffee. You know?
One.
That's the way you judge the church, rather coffee.
Okay. So today we have the drought contingency plan update before you to approve the update and move forward to submit the updated plan to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. I think the full updated plan was provided on Diligent for review. A little about drought contingency plans. I know we have some new directors. In order to conserve the available water supply and protect the integrity of the water supply system, we develop specific plans that implements specific recommendations on water use reductions as droughts occur and water stored in reservoirs fall. So the goal of the drought contingency plan is to stretch the available supply as long as possible during drought periods. So we're required to update the plan every 5 years according to Texas Administrative Code and TCEQ rules. Our last update was actually completed back in October of 2012, right after the 2011 drought. We wanted to update the plan to incorporate the lessons learned in that drought, and that satisfied the requirements for the TCEQ submittal in May of 2014. So the current plan is due May 1st. The plan will be coordinated through the regional water planning process per TCEQ rules. So we went through a public comment period required by TCEQ. As part of that process, we put a draft of the updated plan on our website on March 22nd, followed by a 30-day period that ended April 22nd. We also sent letter notifications to our customers and the regional water planning groups notifying of the update. We also posted notice on the Secretary of State's office and the Texas Register. We did have some comments, and we addressed those comments, and today the final part of updating the plan is to get approval from the board, and we plan to submit the final plan by May 1st. So some of the proposed changes in this update of the drought contingency plan is updated lake level trigger levels or storage levels that determine when a specific reservoir or group of reservoirs or the system as a whole enter into a certain drought stage. The other thing, we've incorporated the East Williamson County Regional Water System drought contingency plan. In the past, we had operated a separate drought contingency plan for that system. Going forward, we're going to incorporate that plan into one plan going forward. We reference seasonal forecasts from the Texas Water Development Board that are issued by the board as an early drought monitoring tool. So that's referenced in the plan going forward. It's a good tool to have when you're entering droughts and looking at droughts. We also clarified the pro rata curtailment language that's included when we reach stage four of the drought contingency plan. So we are maintaining the four trigger levels in the updated plan. In the past, we've had four different stages of drought stage. The four levels include stage one drought watch, which considers the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's drought indices at the Palmer Hydrologic Drought Index and lake level for initiating the first stage of the DCP. And as lake levels decrease and stored water decreases within a drought, additional drought stages come into play, like the stage two drought warning, which is a 10% reduction in water use, and then stage three, 20%, and then the stage four, the curtailment process. So as we increase or we go into a drought, these stages are entered and the water use reductions are implemented. This table compares the lake level or storage trigger levels that are within our current plan, which you'll see in the green columns, with the proposed lake level trigger levels in the blue. The first column over here on the left represents the specific reservoir or the subsystem reservoir that you see here. For the system of reservoirs such as the Possum Kingdom, Granbury, Whitney system, the Georgetown Stillhouse system, and then the overall system, those are based on the combined storage of those reservoirs. The values bolded in blue represent trigger levels that did not change from the current plan to the proposed plan. In general, changes within the trigger levels were minor but showed small increases in the trigger level. So in other words, as we enter into droughts in the future, with the higher trigger levels, we'll enter the drought stages earlier and therefore start water use reductions a little earlier than the previous plan. And then we talked a little bit about the East Williamson County Regional Water System. We are incorporating that into this current plan. The current criteria specific to the East Williamson County Regional Water System for initiation and termination of drought systems. So for East Williamson County, the triggers are based on consumption of treated water and treated production capacity at the water treatment plant at Lake Granger. At Lake Granger, we have a water treatment plant. We treat the water and we distribute to several customers there around the Lake Granger. So going forward, we will maintain one drought contingency plan. And we talked a little bit about the Texas Water Development Board seasonal rainfall forecast. Over the last several years, we've worked with the board on a grant-funded project to develop forecasted May, June, July rainfall. So we're citing the board's seasonal forecast in this updated plan as an information source only. These forecasts for May, June, July rainfall is issued every 2 weeks. The most recent one actually is in April 17th. But May through July rainfall is important because these months are typically the months where we have the highest rainfall totals. And if we don't get the rainfall
in the May-June period, a lot of times we'll slip into drought conditions. So it's a way to gauge the rainfall during those months and get an idea of possible drought development within the system. Yeah, so we received a couple of comments and questions. Those were addressed in the updated plan. So upon approval of the updated plan here today, we'll submit the plan, the updated plan, to TCEQ and the regional water planning groups prior to the May 1st deadline. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Read the resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the drought contingency plan as presented at the April 29, 2019 Board of Directors meeting and prepared in conformance with the requirements of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is hereby adopted and supersedes the drought contingency plan dated October 29, 2012. And be it further resolved that the General Manager slash CEO is directed to submit the adopted Brazos River Authority drought contingency plan to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
A motion was made by Director Huber and a second by Director Henderson. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaganino?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.